WGN King John on social media. And don't forget WGNradio.com/Jefferson to get tickets to our Thomas Jefferson show. I wonder what he would say about what Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is up to. He joins us on WGN. I've got about 6 minutes for you, Congressman. How are you today?
Hey, John, how are you?
Are you, you co-signed a letter to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, correct?
That's right, yes.
I read the letter and then some of the attachments. I can't say I understand all of this antitrust language that baseball enjoys, but you guys, if I understand correctly, are saying that these regional sports networks that the teams, baseball, hockey, basketball, the NFL, these regional sports networks that they're starting to own is an area of concern. What are you guys doing here?
Yes. So perhaps your listeners already know, but the Walt Disney Company recently completed the purchase of assets from Fox Entertainment for a like $71 billion transaction. But in order to win approval under the antitrust laws, they agreed to divest about a little more than 20 regional sports networks owned by Fox Entertainment. Now those regional sports networks are subject to an auction process, and Major League Baseball is one of the bidders. And the big concern that is being expressed by folks is that Major League Baseball will end up owning these regional sports networks and thereby having a monopoly over the broadcast rights, the television broadcast rights to those games.
Gosh, where have we heard that?
And, you know, essentially the net is a concern about an increase in prices that fans have to pay to access those games on television.
So is this Sinclair and the Cubs?
Yeah, so there are several bidders, but Sinclair is one of them, and Major League Baseball is another. What's concerning is that in the auction process that we're seeing right now, which closes in a short while, basically the bids have been much lower than expected, in part because of a concern about what Major League Baseball will and won't do, or the teams will and won't do with regard to the broadcasting rights. So, you know, in other words, there's a possibility that, you know, Major League Baseball, you know, could engineer a sale of these or the purchase of these games and these broadcast rights, in part because they're on the other side of the transaction.
Well, the way we were, I've got to kind of scratch my head here, Raj, but it seems to me like the Cubs are going to be in partnership with Sinclair. They're going to have their own network. It'll be carried, say, by Comcast. Comcast is going to give me an upcharge if I want to have Comcast. I'm going to have to pay for the additional freight they're carrying, which will be the fees that the Cubs and Sinclair will pass along to them. And so the Cubs win and Sinclair wins, but I don't win because I'm not having to pay for the games now, and I don't want my cable bill to go up.
Well, that's right.
So,
and if I can just jump in real quick, you know, someone might play devil's advocate and say, well, John, you don't have to watch the Cubs. You don't have to buy that cable package. You can just walk away. But that's where the antitrust exemption for the National or Major League Baseball comes into play, because it was granted 100 years ago to Major League Baseball with the idea that Major League Baseball was entrusted with the stewardship of our national pastime. And in part, that means allowing fans to have reasonable access to these games, both in person but also over time on TV.
Well, would they argue that this is reasonable? I mean, I don't know that you'd win that argument. Maybe somebody would say, Congressman, that $5 more a month to watch the Cubs and all of the other fine Cubs features, the first 10 games of the season notwithstanding, is reasonable. Is that the hook? Is that what you're hanging this on? What's reasonable?
Yeah, I mean, you're right to point out the 3-8 standings for my beloved Cubs, and I think the same is with the Sox. But I think that it partly boils down to it, but I think it also boils down to the idea of, well, if you folks are going to have a monopoly on the broadcast of these television, on the broadcast of these games, then, you know, perhaps we should revisit the idea of having an antitrust exemption in the first place. And so, yes, there is somewhat of a bargain that the Major League Baseball League had made with the American public a long time ago, which is that they get an antitrust exemption, but in return, they have to, you know, be very careful in the way that they exercise control over access to the games.
Well, that was before there was television, so they couldn't have anticipated all of this. What do you think's going to happen then? I mean, if you all, so now you're asking for a bunch of documents from MLB, they're going to get them to you, you all have hearings, but if this went the way where you said, no, you cannot do the deal with the Sinclair, then what happens? They are you going to try and keep those very kinds of deals from happening, Congressman?
Not necessarily. I think that it goes back to that antitrust exemption that I was talking about. That is constantly under scrutiny in Congress.
But they love that, don't they? I mean, that's the holy grail for the MLB.
That's the holy grail. That's the holy grail, and that is kind of, as you will, the leverage that Congress has with regard to the game. There's all kinds of things that happen with regard to the commercialization of the game, as you know, and things that were anticipated 100 years ago and things that weren't. But one thing is for sure, which is that they have the antitrust exemption now, regardless of what's evolved. So the question is always, should they keep it? And there's a lot of people who say they should not. I mean, they should not have the antitrust
exemption. Do you have an opinion about that?
I think that, you know, it makes sense to the extent that they, you know, reasonably govern the game and treat players properly and so forth and treat fans right.
Okay, but let me cut you off here, Congressman. If you're going to leverage that antitrust thing, saying if you guys want to still be the beneficiaries of those kinds of laws, but then you can't do these kinds of regional sports networks, they'll abandon the sports networks, my guess is, before they abandon the antitrust treatment they get. So what do you ask?
Or they'll modify. So I'll just give you an example. In 2012, there was a lawsuit that along these very same lines against a few teams. And what ended up happening is that the judge ruled that the antitrust exemption does not apply to the broadcast of the game. So in other words, they are not allowed to collude or have a monopoly on the broadcast rights. They ended up settling with the fans, so to speak, and reduced the ticket or the cable package price quite a bit in comparison to what they were going to charge otherwise.
You know, people in Los Angeles, a lot of them can't get the Dodgers games because their cable provider won't provide it because they don't want to pass the expense along. There are sports writers in Los Angeles who cannot physically watch the game in their homes. I'm sure you know that. And I think some of us are wondering if something like that could happen in Chicago, which would be a shame. Raja Krishnamurthy is a co-signer of a letter to Major League Baseball, the congressman from the Chicago suburbs. We're out of time, Congressman, but it's good to hear you. We'll be following this. Thanks for visiting with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.